My name is John Erling. Today's date is March 1st, 2012. We are recording this interview in the recording studios of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Rex, state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
My name is Laverne Rex Calvert, and I was born in Tulsa, July the 21st, 1923. It makes me about 88 years old.
Let's talk about your family a little bit. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she came from.
My mother's name was Catherine Jones. Now, Catherine Jones was a beautiful gal. She was my mother. And we lived next door to my grandmother, who is her mother. I pause a little bit because I'm not a professional in this kind of business, but once I get started, you can't stop me. So anyway, I grew up in Tulsa, living next to my grandmother. My family had five boys and one girl. We all went to Central High School.
Where were you born?
Right there where I lived next to my grandmother. My mother had me in the front room of that house my grandmother lived in, next door.
Do you happen to remember the address?
4912 West 8th Street. That house is still there.
Hmm. Tell us about your mother. What kind of a person was she?
My mother was not well educated. She worked for the Tulsa World as an elevator operator when she was, I suppose, around 18 or 20. She met my dad, who was in the National Guard.
And your dad's name?
Earl Ray Calvert. He's about 20 years older than I am. Of course, he's passed away. Now, he was here when they had the race riot. Being in the National Guard, they called in the National Guard to quiet things down. Because the race riot, as you know, I think it was in 1921.
It was in 1921, May 31st and June 1st, right.
Okay.
Did he talk about what he did during the race riot?
Yes. They didn't shoot a lot of people, and he was guarding the railroad tracks. So he and another man were stationed to keep that railroad track open. And he laughs and tells a story about a stray bullet that ricocheted off of a rock and hit his buddy across the top of the head. His buddy said, "I'm shot, I'm shot." And he said, "No, you're not shot." He said, "It just creased the skin." Of course, the man was bleeding pretty good. And my dad laughs and tells a story. But that's all he ever said to me about his National Guard efforts.
So he didn't say anything about the burning and the shooting and killing?
Didn't say a word about that.
What did your father do in town?
My dad was an expert machinist. If you wanted anything done in machine work, you called him. He had a shop full of men that were machinists. The company was called Gas Oil Pump and Burner. They were at First and Lansing. Their competitors were Wheatley Pump along the Sand Springs line. Dad was such a great machinist. See, he served his time and liked to brag about it because he served his time with the people that made trains. So you have people that can teach you how to run machines when you're making a train. Train engines, I guess I should say. So when you served your time in that capacity, when you came out of there, you knew how to work machines. And you could teach other people. So that's the job my dad had, is making, during World War II, these oil field pumps that pump oil. And they could run that pressure up to several thousand pounds per square inch. You had to know what you were doing. And the young machinists didn't know, so he had the job of teaching them how to do all these things. And during the war, they made a lot of pumps. Of course, they worked 12, 14 hours a day because Uncle Sam needed all this equipment. Of because we were fighting a war. My dad would give the men breaks, in other words, a vacation, so that they'd go and rest up because they had worked many, many hours a day for weeks and weeks and weeks. There was about 80 men or 90, I'm not sure. And he said, "You men have done work and put pieces on the shelves, so when you're gone on vacation, me and the helper that I'm going to keep can put these pieces together. So Uncle Sam will not be without pumps coming into their bailiwick